41 degrees, the Whip Wake-Up Show at 5:45. Best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
Does that mean it's all downhill from here? The best 5 minutes is right now?
Maybe. That's a good question. I think everybody's going to have to interpret that one on their own.
Well, I love talking to you. I was thinking about that. I mean, topics will come up. I already told people one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is change and how resistant we can be to it, especially if, here's the thing, if you like things the way they are and then they change, I sure hope that the change is better. And when it's not, that is frustrating.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one of the things that maybe makes us intelligent or human is the ability to adapt and change.
Right.
But I think you're right. I think it's, can we move in positive and good directions?
I mean, I think a great thing is you can see this in a school that's working together well. And they're like, okay, we could do this better. We could do that better, right? I'm sure for you, yeah, at Marshfield Clinic, I mean, all the time as a team, you know, you want to be working together cohesively, addressing things and having them get better. And yet, you know, when that doesn't happen, that doesn't make sense, right? Because you want to get better.
It's frustrating for sure.
Uh-huh.
And I think when you see things get worse, it always raises that question, why is that? Uh-huh. What's leading to this worsening rather than improvement?
Yeah. Now you're bringing up my visit with my investment guy the other day. I was double digits positive on both of my investments last year. This year down 6% on everything. So anyhow.
Yeah, I lost an incredible amount. So
that's a gut punch. And he says, stick it out. But then I look at the headlines on Drudge today and it's not too pretty. So
Yeah.
But so it can be small things or big things in terms of just, there's a weather map I look at. And for whatever reason, the last couple of days, I'm like, oh, that can slightly bother me. Or a host I listened to for many years getting ready for this show. And on a sports network, and all of a sudden, she hung it up after 12 years, and they got a different guy, and he was all excited to say, hey, I'm the new overnight host, and I'm like, I don't like you as much as her.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me.
She probably doesn't know you feel that way.
No, she on her Facebook, I've expressed, so it is what it is. Hey, she did 12 years, her name is Amy Lawrence, 12 years getting up early and doing the whole thing, and so I can understand. Getting up early, staying up late, right? Doing the overnights.
Right. Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm all right. I started doing some strength training, which I hadn't been doing.
Uh-huh.
And it was really painful to walk down the stairs yesterday. So my legs felt like jelly. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. But it's good. I mean, that's all part of the improvement, right? We work toward change.
So where's your Wordle streak at?
I'm coming up on 300 again.
Wow, that's good.
So, yeah, I mean, I have a long way to go to hit my record, but I'm coming up on 300.
Your record was in the 400s, high 400?
430 was 430. My, yeah.
Record. All right, well, I think you're going to get there. But there have been some hard words lately.
There have, yeah. I've made it to 6 a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, which is unusual for me. And
that's a little scary when you got a streak like
scary.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, it's spooky when you get that far.
And it's a discipline. I've talked about it in the air. I think my most recent, like last Friday, I thought I'd solved it, and I didn't. And I ended again at 40, and it's like, So.
Yeah. So that's one of the, I mean, I do that before I get on the air with you in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that's one of the first things I do when I get up.
So. You don't get it done, then you forget about it. All right, listen, let's close it out here on a Maundy Thursday. We've got from your book, Notes from the Upper Room, The Devotions. So we're near the end here. Over these many years you've been with us off and on, dropping in on one of these today. It's John 17, 15, and 16. The verses, Jesus said, I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. What did you write about that?
I wrote, God places us right where he wants us, in a world of goodness and evil, beauty and corruption. He invites us to follow him, not out of the world, but into it. Jesus prayed that we would be kept from the evil one. We are surrounded by temptations to sin, temptations to hide, and temptations to run away from it all. Yet the essence of Jesus's prayer is, grant my brothers and sisters the strength of mind and peace of heart to remain stalwart in the face of temptations, just as I stood strong in temptation. Paired risks confront us every day. On the one hand, we can live for the world, pursuing self-centered pleasures. On the other hand, we can retreat into the safety of our churches, afraid of the world's influence. Jesus neither hid from temptation nor surrendered to it.
Yeah, some good thoughts there.
Yeah.
And any comment before we get to the closing prayer?
Yeah, you know, I think it's that's convicting for me, right? I mean, I think there's the I can feel both of those. This idea of staying stalwart, I think, is a challenge and wanting to really kind of continue put one foot in front of the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, yeah. Close us out.
So the prayer says, Jesus, I'm aware of my tendency to live in step with the brokenness of the world, yet I also acknowledge that I can surround myself only with like-minded people, judging anyone who is different.
Mm.
Remind me that you have filled me with an incorruptible light so that I might live as a beacon of your goodness. Amen.
Amen to that. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Jason Kanz, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Well, earlier this week on the WIB Wake Up Show on Monday, I believe, Caleb, we talked about the fact that the Golden Arches and McDonald's turned 70.
70 years old, yeah. And so that got us thinking a little bit this morning about fast food. And, uh-huh. and again, there's lots of different options. How do you pick? How do you choose? And maybe it kind of boils down to, hey, if there were just one uh-huh. fast food restaurant in your town, what would you want it to be?
Hmm. It's a tough question. We'd love to hear from you on the listener line at 715-396-1670, talk or text line. What would you say?
Man, it's difficult because it kind of depends on,
right.
on, you know, the day. I will say, with a recency bias, that coming back from Rochester, Minnesota yesterday, Nora and I stopped at Culver's.
Okay.
And the double deluxe from Culver's, the Culver's Deluxe Double, that is a good burger.
So not just the deluxe, the double deluxe.
The double deluxe, yeah. Because, yeah.
You were hungry.
Hadn't eaten for a bit. And it's like, yeah, we'll pack some protein in there with the cheese and the meat.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, very, very well done. And love the options. So I enjoy lots of different restaurants. But I have to say, again, because I just had it last night, Culver sounds like, that sounds like a winner to me.
And I'll tell you what, the last fast food restaurant I think I ate at was A&W.
So good.
The one in Eau Claire, and had a coupon that was helpful. And you know, nothing beats their root beer.
And I have to say, A&W's cheese curds are excellent as well, too. The Ellsworth cheese curds, that's what they use for all their A&W's, I do believe. And so Ellsworth cheese curds at A&W are just phenomenal.
But I have said on the air before that, you know, the Culver's fries are my favorite. And, you know, you've pointed out that I do like the mushroom and Swiss. So, yeah, that's, although, you know, the deluxe is excellent, too.
Well, and then the thing is, you start getting into some of these other options, too. So, what about Chick-fil-A? Chick-fil-A is over here saying, hey, don't forget about us. Like, you know, we make the chicken sandwich better than anybody else. So, I mean, you've got Chick-fil-A, you've got the waffle fries. And, you know, what about Taco Bell?
Yep.
Taco John's.
Arby's.
Sam Burger and I just had... at Arby's the other day on the way back from a game, too. And it's like, wow, Arby's is doing some really fantastic things with their sliders and the roast beef. And,
and
I mean, again, this continues to beg the question, how do you choose? But we're asking you to pick one.
McDonald's, the Golden Arches, is, hey, who turned 70?
Yeah, they're like, we've been around. We've been serving customers for a long time. So 715-396-1670. And just kind of, you know, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? If you're saying, you know what, I like them all, but if I could just pick one, what would it be?
Yeah, let us know.
If I had one favorite fast food restaurant, only one in our town, and we don't have one, I would like Culver's. They make a variety of things, and I love their fish, how they make their fish. So it'd be Culver's.
Cindy on the line from Hixton. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. There's a new restaurant in Eau Claire, and my favorite is Raising Cane's.
Ah,
okay, sure.
I just tried it
for the first time. Man, was that a couple months ago, actually? We were on the road in the cities to broadcast a game from where the Timberwolves play. And, saw Raising Cane's and thought, I've heard a lot about this and tried it. It's pretty tasty. Pretty tasty.
Very good.
Very tasty.
What do you like about it, Cindy?
Okay. It's just the chicken and I really like their bread too. So yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Vote for Raising Cane's there.
There we go. Let's get some more responses on the listener line.
Good morning, guys. I would say best fast food restaurant for me, I'm going to agree with John and say the Culver's, but I like the double butter burger with cheese and pickles. Culver's has the best pickles. And then I usually get the cheese curds there, and their cheese curds come from LeGrander's Dairy over at Stanley. But the best bang for your buck as we're out shopping is to go to Costco and get the foot-long hot dog with a drink for a buck and a half. You guys have a great day. Bye.
All right.
I am a Costco aficionado, too. And that's the thing. I don't see why you couldn't put Costco in there, too, with fast food as well, too. So hot dogs, pizza slices, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. And Keith kind of saying, hey, I vote for Culver's, but here's some other options as well, too, for people to consider. As we continue to ask, 715-396-1670. We love hearing in a voicemail. You can text, too, if you'd rather. But we'd love to hear from you. Hey, go-to fast food place. If you had, say, just one in your town, what would you want it to be?
We've got another answer.
Hello, my name is Emerson, and this is my mom, Caroline.
Hi.
She's from Rice Lake as well as me. Our favorite restaurant is Culver's because they have yummy food and free scoops.
We also like the fact that the kids' meals are affordable and they have enough food in them for even the adults and the teens. So our whole family gets kids' meals because you're on a budget. It works really well, and everyone goes home happy. Thanks.
There we go.
Well, thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Emerson. Culver's getting a lot of love.
Yeah, I know.
So far, I mean, we weren't necessarily thinking like, oh, let's just see which one is everybody's favorite and have like a race winner here. But so far, I would say Culver's is out of the gate really strong. What would it be for you? 715-396-1670.
Again, say my last stop, I believe, was at A&W. And again, I think I had the Papa Burger. It was very good.
Love
and
that
again, that root beer, I mean, just you can't match it. And I think I got the, trying to think, it was like the no sugar root beer too, which you couldn't even tell that it was fantastic. So the frosty mug, always say yes to that. So put in a plug there for A&W as well.
The question we're asking is, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? And tell us why. We'd love to know why it's your favorite. Maybe you're thinking, hey, if I only had one option, what would I want that option to be? And we have more responses so far.
Good morning, this is Holly from Phillips. I would definitely have to say our family's favorite is Culver's. We love their burgers and everybody can get it just the way they like it. Plus, we have a couple of boys in cross country, so it's nice to be able to stack that extra patty on there. Kind of helps to fill those hollow legs.
All right, very good. Thank you, Holly. 715-396-1670. Others weighing in as well.
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall. My vote for a fast food, if it was the only one available, would be Culver's. I, too, love their butter burgers and their pickles. Oh, yummy. And one thing that I've really been impressed with at Culver's is no matter where I go, I've never met a grumpy waiter and or person at Culver's. They're amazing. But also, they have such a wide variety of food. I mean, you can have a fast food, a burger, fries, but you can also have a sit-down meal if you want, like a chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy. So it's really, really wonderful and fantastic. And my grandkids love the ice cream. So, yep, my vote is for Culver's. Thank you. Bye.
Dovetailing off what Sherry just said about Culver's and thinking all the different variety, Sam and I actually found out, maybe you've seen it on our WWIB Radio YouTube channel, you can just straight up order broccoli through the Culver's drive-thru. We found that out in Menominee the other day when we were doing kindness jar excursions and paying for the person behind us. And we thought, can you just order broccoli? Because we needed to order something to pay for the person behind us. And we're like, yeah, just order some steamed broccoli. So you can do that at Culver's.
They thought you were some health fanatics or
I guess
something.
So.
Well, I tip my hat to Culver's because, wow, I mean, to build up, we hope you guys love WWIB and
as much
the
as
word
you guys are
about what
Culver's.
We do as much as you do. Because, man, this is like somebody could write something for their business class, right?
I suppose.
All right. The last time in the morning, we're going to be hearing from listeners on their favorite fast food restaurant and why, Caleb.
Yeah, we've been asking you at 715-396-1670, what's your favorite fast food restaurant? Say you had one option in your town, what would you want that option to be? We were springboarding off the fact that McDonald's turned 70 earlier this week. And so we've had a lot of different folks share their fast food opinions. A lot of them have kind of been going toward one specific fast food chain that was birthed in Wisconsin.
Hey guys, just in line with the favorite restaurant, I guess we'll continue to beat the same drum, but the Culver's in Rice Lake is by far our favorite. They have the restaurant is so clean. The people greet you. they thank you when you leave. The food is great. I have never been dissatisfied there. And they work so hard to keep the booths clean, the floors clean, great environment. And they're doing something different. I don't know if it's different, but the employees always seem to be happy. And so that flows down from the management. They work hard, but it's the True Blue crew is just amazing there in Rice Lake. Great desserts. I love the fish sandwich particularly and the fish dinners. That's my favorite fish fry place, but burgers are great. Great cheese curds, but the custard is out of this world. So, yeah, a big plug-in for our Culver's in Rice Lake. I've stopped at a lot of other ones, and they're fairly consistent. But the one in Rice Lake is definitely our favorite.
What a plug.
There you go. There you go. So, again, shout out to Culver's. Culver's in Rice Lake, as Bob mentioned there.
Uh-huh.
And we continue to ask you, hey, weigh in. We'd love to know what's your favorite fast food place and why. And it's great to hear so many positive things this morning, too, for things that are like, man, love the service, love the food. That's great.
There you go. All right, here's another one.
Hey, Mike from Barron. My favorite is Subway. The only reason is for health. That's it. I mean, I do like the way it tastes, but I've been to other fast food restaurants, and I feel like if I go to Subway, I can pile on the vegetables. I haven't put a slice of tomato on there, even though I don't like tomatoes, but I know what's good for me. So it's taking the medicine.
There we go.
Fast food is medicine. Fast and fresh there, too. All right, there you go. I think our first vote for Subway this morning. Very delicious. My kids enjoy Subway a lot.
Yeah, there you go. I think making a wise comment there. Here's another one.
Yeah, this is Sam, and I like Hardee's a lot because they got some different things on there, like a roast beef sandwich, hot ham and cheese sandwich, and a mushroom Swiss burger is very good there. A lot of other places are pretty plain, but I like Hardee's a lot. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Now, again, that's not Sam from Mid-Mornings. That's a different Sam, but nonetheless...
And the thing is, when Sam mentions Hardee's there, that kind of brings me back. I don't know if they still have them or not, but back in the day, again, my grandpa's from Park Falls, and I remember grandpa would get us, it was chicken. I do believe that they get chicken from Hardee's, but also I remember it was cinnamon raisin biscuits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember those.
From Hardee's that had this glaze on them, and they were just phenomenal. And just it's a memory of my grandpa.
They brought them back.
Really?
For a limited time, I saw, yeah, right.
I feel like everything we're doing this morning has been like a commercial. It's like,
I know.
Can you at least pay us in food?
I know, please. Also, Mark weighing in from Eau Claire. He says, at Culver's, it's common for our kids to get broccoli with a side of cheese sauce to dip it in at Culver's, and Chick-fil-A's a favorite for them as well.
Okay, there you go. Solid choices.
Yeah, there you go. So thanks so much. And people like that, the sauce too, right, that you can get at Culver's, the yum sauce or whatever.
Oh,
Chick-fil-A.
The Chick-fil-A sauce is just top notch. Uh-huh. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and they sell that, you know, at Aldi and Walmart, things like that too, because it's so good. So lots of options.
I'm seeing our friend in Rice Lake. It's Dale. Good morning.
I know it's a little late to call in, but...
It's never, Dale. Late. It's never too late. Go ahead.
Always interact.
Fire off.
Tavern Coffee in Rice Lake serves a really good sandwich. It's sort of healthy for you, yet they're still sort of fast food, but not fast food.
Sure. Like fast and fresh, kind of fast casual. I kind of know what you're talking about, because when I've gotten a breakfast sandwich before from Cabin Coffee, it's like, wow, this really, really tastes delicious, and maybe a little less grease and things like that. So, excellent. Yeah. Good choice.
Thanks,
Dale.
Have
a good day.
All right, thank you. The rest of Mark's comment, too, he said, I had the thought that Chick-fil-A the other day, that where else in fast food restaurants can you hum along to instrumental versions of Blessed Be Your Name or Oceans while eating chicken sandwiches, or more noticeably while using... other parts of the restaurant there. So there you go. Why not?
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that this morning here on WWIB.